U.S. Representative Richard Neal said that the forum he organized for the business community in his new congressional district is similar to forums he previously held in a former district closer to Boston. Neal said that across Massachusetts, businesses have significant potential for growth in a new global marketplace.
Massachusetts has a very well-educated population. They have very sophisticated industries. They have great innovation, great entrepreneurship, and always the challenge is how to get that product to international buyers.
Panelists at the event, which was also organized through the Berkshire Chamber of Commerce, included individuals representing the U.S. Department of Commerce, the Massachusetts Export Center, statewide economic development organization Mass Development, and more. Some of the area's leading employers also participated, including defense contractor General Dynamics and plastics manufacturer SABIC. Together, the experts and participants discussed a variety of topics related to doing international business, including government compliance, translation issues, marketing, and tariffs. Again, Congressman Neal.
Tariffs are always a big part of that discussion, but Massachusetts is so well situated for export increases, we always need to be mindful of it.
Josh Levine, president of Limp Divas, a Pittsfield company that manufactures and sells compression sleeves to help treat symptoms commonly exhibited by breast cancer survivors, says that for his startup with less than 10 employees, learning about the ways the state and federal governments can assist with his international sales is critical towards the future growth of his company.
All of my competitors are overseas. You know, they do have manufacturing facilities here, but, you know, they're all ultimately international companies. And, you know, being the only American manufacturer, it's nice to know that there is help out there from the government to support me as an American manufacturer.
Levine served on one of the expert panels to help share his company's story, but also said in the process he picked up a few things that he finds very useful.
A lot of the other information was very new to me in terms of the grants and other support structure. And even with translation services, you know, not just, you know, for document translation, but for website and marketing materials, that there's grants available for that, as well as trade shows internationally. I mean, all of those things are going to help me, you know, enlarge my market.
Among some of the tools discussed by the panelists was the 2013 Massachusetts State Trade and Export Promotion Grant Program, also known as the STEP program. It's supported by federal dollars from the U.S. Small Business Administration and is administered by the Massachusetts Office of International Trade and Massachusetts Export Center to offer financial support to businesses looking to tap into international markets. Proceeds can be used for participation in international trade shows, business-to-business matchmaking services, translation and localization services, and more. The first deadline for the STEP program is February 28th. Michael Sopranowicz, president and CEO of the Berkshire Chamber of Commerce and head of the One Berkshire Economic Development Agency, said that the spirit of creativity that drove the panel discussion also drives the Berkshire economy.
We still believe we can do things creatively. That doesn't just mean designing creatively. It means how do you work with foreign partners creatively? How do you bring employees into your business creatively? How do you survive creatively in Berkshire counties?
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.